This morning, when we get the Lord, he asked me to kind of teach on the Holy Ghost.
He's going to flip the little start.
I can't see the little start on Sean.
Both do.
It's power from on high that we have access to. It's power from on high that we don't access like we should. It's power from on high that we're sometimes afraid of. It's power from on high that everything works from that Holy Ghost. And we should want the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost moving in our lives. We should desire the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus said he would send it to us. That you would do greater than I. But we have to access. We have to be wanting and willing and ready to step into that. We're afraid of it. Because a lot of times we're afraid of it because he wants us to change. Sometimes we don't want to change in our lives. And that's what we know is the Holy Ghost is He's holy. So if something holy comes into something that ain't holy, guess what? It's going to desire change. It's going to draw you to change. It's going to ask you to change. But a lot of times we don't want that change in our lives because we're still stuck in the decision, stuck in the Holy Ghost. So this morning, I'm going to teach on the Holy Ghost. I'm going to ask you to control your thoughts. You have an open mind and receive what the Word of God says, not what I say, but what the Word says. Let the Word pierce your heart, let the Word change your heart and change your mind. Because these things can be deceitful, man. They'll steer you in direction. Well, this stuff ain't true, man. It don't work everywhere. We got to ask the Lord to change this and change these. That we can be open to His Word. His holy, holy Word. So this morning, if you don't care to stand, I know you just sit down. That's all right. Read God's Word. John 14, 15 through 18. John 14, 15 through 18. It says, true love, you will keep my prayer. And I will ask the Father. And He will give you another helper to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot see, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. And I will not leave you as orphans, and I will come. Father, thank you for your word this morning. Let the Lord pierce our hearts. Father, let us be doers of the word, not just hearers only. Father, transform us from the inside out. Let your word come upon us, Lord. Let it change us. Let the Holy Ghost have freedom in this house today. Let the Holy Ghost come from breast to breast and change lives. I don't care if we're in Bible study, Lord. Let us move. If we have to worship, let us worship. If we have to praise, let us praise. Father, let us be receptive to your Holy Ghost. And move in a mighty and powerful way in His service. Bless Sean as he brings the word today, Lord. Father, thank you for this church. And thank you for your son. He died on Calvary's cross. That we can have freedom. And freedom eternally through Him. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Getting old, isn't it? I know Angie left for the last one. That's all right. I put my glasses on. I don't care how big this screen gets, or whatever, or how big the words get. I'm getting old. But this morning, I want to talk to you on the Holy Ghost. Who is the Holy Ghost? What is the identity of the Holy Ghost? He is the Godhead. He is the Trinity. It is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Three in one. They operate together. They work together. They move together. Three in one, the Trinity. It's something that we shouldn't be scared of because it is God's presence. If we desire to be in God's presence, we should desire the Holy Ghost in our lives. If we desire to be at the feet of Jesus, we should desire the Holy Ghost in our lives. He's not going to do anything to make you feel uncomfortable. He's going to make you change. And sometimes, though, sometimes that change is a little uncomfortable. He wants to move in our lives. He wants to give us power from on high. That's what the Word says. So He's three in one. He's a great power that we don't access. He's a great power that can be used in your life when the enemy comes, and the enemy's going to come. You have access on high. You have access to a person, not a thing, but a person. You have access to Him. And when the enemy comes, you know who you are. You know who you belong to. You know whose voice that you're listening to. You know whose spirit dwells inside of you. It's the Holy Ghost. He changes, He corrects, He moves. He gives you power. Yes, He gives you power. We're going to talk about some of those things that should be evidence from the Holy Spirit. Like I like to say, the Holy Ghost. I scare people to death while I like to say it. But what is the role of the Holy Ghost? Number one, He is a comforter. It's like in John 14, it says, I will send the helper to you. That Holy Ghost is a helper. He is a comforter. He's one who wraps His arms around you when you don't know that you can even take another walk. It ain't always about the tongue or all these other things. Sometimes it's just sitting there in His presence with His arms wrapped around you, knowing that you should be destroyed at that moment, but knowing that He's put His arms around you. You can feel the love and the compassion from Him. He is a comforter to those who need comfort. But you've got to desire Him in your life. You've got to ask Him to come. Lord, I don't know why this has come in my life. I don't know why I'm being brought down. I don't know why I'm being destroyed at this moment, but Lord, I want to feel You. I need You to come. Send Your Spirit, Lord. Let it dwell with me. Let it wrap Your arms around me. Let me rest up under the wings of the Almighty. Let me dwell with Him. Because He's the only one that can get you through. He is the comforter. The great and mighty and powerful comforter that you have access to. We shouldn't be afraid of it. Because He wants to help us. And that's what a good comforter does. He's there in times of distraught when you feel like you can't go on. He's loving on you. Like a good father. My dad, if I could go to his house at any moment, just like the prodigal in the Scriptures, I could be beat down from the world. I could be torn down, destroyed. But I could go to my dad's house, not knowing that I could even take another step. My dad's going to wrap His arms around me, and He's going to love on me, because that's what a good father does. And that's what your Savior wants to do. He's given you the Spirit of God, the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead. You have access to. But you got to be willing and wanting Him. Not wanting approval of anything else but Him. Lord, I want You. I want to talk with You. I want to pray with You. I want to conversate with You. Him. If we're in Him, everything else will work out. I promise You will. But you got to be willing and wanting that comfort. Because He is the great and mighty and powerful comforter. That's who the Holy Ghost is. And we think it's, I don't know what people think, but they think they hear the Holy Ghost. They think it's automatically that people speaking in tongues and running around through walls or whatever. And that's what they think. But it's not always like it. Yes, those things are evidence of it. Yes, there's power from on high. But also sometimes He just those fruits of the Spirit I will talk about here in a minute. But number two, he's a teacher. 1 Corinthians 2:12-13 says, now we have received by the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that he might understand the things freely given us by God. As we import this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting Spirit's truth to those who are spiritual. He comes to be a teacher. He comes to correct us when we need to be corrected. He comes to take pride out of our lives when we get pride. He comes to take things out of our lives that need to be taken away because it steered us away from Him. It steered us away from that Spirit. It steered us away from having communion with Him, talking with Him, praying with Him, conversating with Him, having relationship with Him. He is a teacher. And what does a good teacher do? He corrects. We need to be corrected. When we're not praying, having a prayer life like we should have, He comes and He asks us, because He'll convict you, because He's convicted me of not having the prayer life that I should have. Preacher, I can't believe you're saying that. You're a preacher. Yes, I'm human. Yes, I fall every day. Not every day, but I do. Not every day. He wants to be a teacher in your life. We don't see Him as a teacher. We always want to be in control. What does a teacher do? A teacher controls the room. A teacher controls his classroom or her classroom. That's what a good teacher does. She sets or he sets in authority in that room. And that's the same way with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost sets the temperature. You've got to be willing and ready to sit underneath that. You've got to be receptive to His teaching. When He wants you to change, you've got to be receptive to it. Lord, I know I'm not doing the things I'm supposed to be doing. I know I'm not praying like I should be praying. I know I'm not reading Your Word like I should be reading Your Word. Change me, Lord. You'll see your life changing at that very moment. Because that's what a good teacher and a good comforter does. He comes in gentle. Not bashing you over the head. Wanting you to change. Wanting that peace in your life. He wants peace in your life more than you want peace in your life. Because He knows if you have peace in your life, if you have joy in your life, if you have love in your life, you're going to draw closer to Him. And He wants to draw creation back to Himself. So if you're apart from Him, He wants you to come back. Amen. Commune with Him. Amen. Talk with Him. Have a relationship with Him. And that's who He is. He desires you. He desires a relationship with you. He desires to move in your life. All those blessings. You had a blessing this morning, you didn't even know it. And half of us don't even recognize it. That you woke up this morning. You put your feet on the ground. You have an opportunity to come to church this morning. That the Holy Ghost moved. He could have took you out, but He did not. He gave you opportunity to sing His praises. To worship Him in spirit truth. Opportunity to know the teacher. Opportunity to know this comforter. Opportunity this morning. This is Bible study way off some fire food. We're free as our advocate. Romans 8:26-27 says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We don't know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. He is our advocate. Him on a cross. Jesus Christ paid the ultimate sacrifice. He stretched out His hands for you. He took the cross for you. He done those things for you that you can have a relationship with Him. He says, if I go, I will send one who is greater than I. That's the Holy Ghost. Jesus had to die. He had to do it because He knew the will of the Father. He knew that it was the cross where He had to go so that you and I could have a relationship with Him through the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit wants to move in your life. Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice. He is the advocate for us. He went to the Father. He went to the Father for you and I, that we can know Him and know Him more deeply. Church, we can't be afraid of this Holy Ghost. We got to go into that. We got to get deeper. Deeper. Speaking in tongues, absolutely. Miracles, absolutely. I want to see the dead rise by the laying of hands. We can see that. You have that power. And there's some of you right now thinking, you're crazy. Yes, you do. Jesus wouldn't have said it. Jesus raised the dead, but He said, there's come one that's greater than I. He's greater, and He lives inside of you. But you've got to access what's been given to you. You've got to desire those things of God. We've got to want Him more than we want anything else. But do we?
He is the
I'm sorry if I'm stepping on your toes. Guess what? Ouch and amen. I want you to change because he desires you to change. We can all do better. Everyone in this house can do better. I'm not holier than thou. I'm a wretched sinner saved by grace. An old drunk who likes to drink and carry on and act like a fool. But he's not enough for me to save me from the pit of hell. And I have an obligation to him to seek his face, to grab him, to walk with him, to talk with him. I want to touch the hem of his garment. I want to be that close to every minute of my life. That if he can save me, he can save you. He can take you and change you and use you in a way that you ain't capable of understanding. Because that's who the Holy Ghost is. I feel him this morning, church. Y'all can be dead all you want. It don't matter to me. He leads us into truth. He desires us to walk closer. John 16:13 says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you things that are to come. That is the Holy Ghost. The truth. The Word became flesh and he dwelt among us. The Word. Jesus Christ was the Word. If we desire a closer relationship with him, we should desire the Word. Because it's Jesus. That the Word became flesh and he dwelt among us. You read the Word, it's alive and breathing. It'll move in your life. You'll see a great change. If you could just give me a week, every day of an hour a day for a week, reading God's Word, and you'll see a big change in your life. You'll see a huge change in your life. Because the Word was flesh and was Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? And he sent the Holy Spirit. Once you open up that Word, the Spirit's going to be moving. Change will happen. Because that's who he is. He wants communion with you. He desires relationship with you. They're three in one. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We should desire those three. We should desire relationship with those three. We should be seeking those three. If we're seeking Him, everything else will fall into place, church. If you're doing the things of God that you're supposed to be doing, if you're having that prayer life, if you're reading the Word, if you're praying, everything's going to change. You'll see a shift. You'll see everything change. People will see it on you. That's the Spirit of God. But Jesus wants to come in your life. He wants to change. And he wants to be that guide of truth. Because his Word is truth. Next is, he's an empowerer. He's equipping us for service. 1 Corinthians 12:4-11. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all and everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to the one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To the other faith by the same Spirit, to the other the gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to the other prophecy, to the other the ability to distinguish between spiritual discernment, to another various kinds of tongues, to the other the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by the one and the same Spirit who appropriates to each one individually as He wills. So this morning I'm going to ask you to, I told a couple people I'm going to do this. I'm going to ask you to stand. You don't have to do nothing. Not everybody. I'm going to ask Joe. Joe, will you stand? Ray. You stand, please. Teresa. Earl. Lisa. Ed. Granny Hilton. Vicki. Vivi. You stand, please. Wisdom, Joe, this is the gift as I see it. Knowledge, Ray. Faith, Teresa. Healing, Pearl. Miracles, Lisa. Prophecy, Ted. Discernment, Granny Miller. Tongues, Vicki. Interpretation, Vivian. We're all, Romans 12, 4 through 5 says, for as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Each one of these people have a gift from God. We all have gifts from God if we access what's been given us. Take these gifts out of this body of believers. You'll see a difference in this church. So what I'm trying to tell you is these gifts work in this body. These gifts that you see standing before you are representation of the Holy Ghost. And what He's done in people's lives, He's empowered people with their gifts. They walk in their gifts. They walk in their calling. They walk in their purpose. Take those gifts away from this body of church. You'll see a big difference in this body of church because people's walking in their calling. They're walking to know who they are in Jesus Christ. And that's what He desires for you. To walk in your calling. To walk in your purpose. To walk in the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Because she has faith. She believes that Jesus is a rewarder of those who diligently seek after Him. Church, we got to go deeper. I tell you, if y'all haven't noticed, there's a big difference in Teddy and Friday. Because he's walking in his calling. He is a prophet for this church. I believe that with my whole heart. He's walking in his purpose. He's walking in his calling. Yes, he's a preacher. Yes, he is. He's also a prophet for this church. He's walking where God has put him and allowing him to access. So this morning, I'm wanting you to desire those things of God. To not be afraid of this Comforter. And He'll empower you from on high. You'll see healings taking place. And you don't know why. Because you've been walking with Him. The power's not in you. Don't get me wrong, the power's not in you. But it's all in Him. It's you being a conduit of the Holy Ghost. Being used for His glory. Being used that you can manifest Him through your life. That's what He wants to do in all of us, church. How do you want to know what your gift is if you don't even talk to Him? How am I going to know what my wife likes or what she doesn't like? If I don't have conversation with her, that's what a good relationship does. I don't know if y'all know that or not. If you don't, I'm not going to go to Sean Achilles' wedding or the marriage class at the group that we do. We got to desire that relationship with Him. We want to see the world change. Be that person that people want. Hey, Lisa, I need you to pray for me. Lisa, I need you to lay hands on me. Lisa, I need you to do this. I need you to do this. Because they see the evidence of the Holy Ghost in your life.
The church.
That's who we should be. The only Bible that the lost world may read is you.
Yeah, I'll try to get one.
They may never pick up a word. But you may say I'm a Christian and act like hell running through Friday and running through Saturday. It's the truth. I've seen it. And heck, I may have been part of it at one time in my life. Not living right, not doing right, not acting right. But we gotta want people to see the evidence of His Holy Spirit in our life. And walk in the calling and purpose that God created you for. Yes, Adam and Eve separated us from Him, but all God wanted to do was walk with Him in the cool of the day. Walk with Him in relationship. But they hid themselves from Him. Don't hide yourself from the one and true God. Don't hide yourself from His Holy Spirit. Don't hide yourself from what He wants to do in your life as He wanted to do in the garden.
Amen.
He just wants to walk with you.
Amen.
Change you. Convict you to be a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. Church, you've been chosen.
Amen.
You've been chosen to do the will of the Father. You've been chosen. So we got an opportunity to walk in that authority, which is Him.
I'll wrap up here. There's evidence of living in the Spirit. Galatians 5, 22 through 23 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. It is such things for Israel the law. The fruit of the Spirit is the evidence of His work in our lives. If people see you loving on Him, having patience, having kindness, having goodness, having faithfulness, having self-control in your life. Those things are evidence of the fruit of the Spirit. You can't have the gifts of the Spirit without the fruit of the Spirit. You can't talk in tongues, speak in tongues, have healing without first having love, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. You gotta walk in those fruits. You gotta represent your King well. Because He represented you well when He went to Calvary's cross. He took it for you, He took it for me.
Amen.
That the fruits of the Spirit are evident in my life. I want to be different. I don't want to look like the world. I don't want to talk like the world. I don't want to act like the world. I want them to see Him. I want people to say, man, if He can save Pat Brandon, He can save anybody. You are correct. My mom and dad will say, you are correct. If He can save me, He can save anyone. You're no different. So are the fruits evident in your life? You have fruit. You have fruit that people want to pick from. Dead fruit is on a dead tree, right? Because it's planted in the wrong soil. That fruit, or that tree cannot bear good fruit planted in the wrong soil. It has to be planted in Jesus Christ. If you want to represent Him, if you want to have the fruits of the Spirit in your life, you must be planted in Him first. Then you'll see the gifts. Then the power from on high will come. You'll see a big difference in your life. A change taking place. So this morning, as Sean and him come and preach on the Holy Ghost, listen. God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason. To listen is twice as much as you speak.
My wife would probably say that I don't listen. It's all right. Church this morning, I want Maui Church of God to be a hub for the lost. Church, there's a world out there that is sick, man. And they are dying lost. I don't want to be another church service. I don't want to be another denomination. I want to be a hub for His Holy Spirit. I want this place to be on fire from Him. When they see this church building, they can't contain themselves to come across that bridge and to see what's going on in here. Yes. And guess what? It starts with you and I. Represent your King.
Amen.
Walk in your calling. Walk in your purpose. And desire the gifts of God in your life. And you'll see a great change. But you first got to step out in obedience. Lord, I'm not doing the things that I'm supposed to be doing. But I'm not acting, talking, walking, praying. I'm not seeking you out like I should be. Repent. Repent. It's okay. Sometimes we all need to repent. It's okay. I don't care if they're coming in. That's all right. Listen. Seek Him out. Know who He is. Then you'll know who you are. Let the power of the Holy Ghost that resides in you access power that's called to you from on high.
Amen.
Well, Charlie's coming in. I guess I'll be quiet, man. Charlie's with me. He had it with me when I was a boy. Thank y'all for letting me come up and share one
of them. Oh, I didn't know you had a poster over there.
Sorry.